WDADX Mobile on link system. KF8, GDW, short radio test. Anybody hear this, and is it any good?
NHY2J, your audio sounds really good.
Last letter was J. Thank you. I appreciate the follow-up. Yesterday during the storm, Central really couldn't hear me very well, but I haven't done anything to it, so thank you. I appreciate it. You have a nice day.
Okay, yeah, you too. The call is November 8th, Yankee Quebec. You have a good day. Just want to let you know that the thing was working.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
Good morning, John. W8RHJ here.
Hi, good morning, Rob. Just going to get a couple of gallons of gas in the tank to get to a proper level so that my mechanic can do a pressure test on the system. So how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, just hanging out here in the basement and catching up on some emails and basically cleaning stuff up. I got boxes upon boxes here that we have to take. I got to pull them up, take them to recycling today. So we get a lot of our big bulky stuff from Amazon, so I wind up with big boxes. take care of, but it sure beats running to Tragic City, isn't it? And the shipping's free, so I like that.
Roger. Yeah, I think we personally keep Amazon afloat. Well, I'll tell you what, just pulling up to the gas station, so I'm going to let you go. Have a great day. AB9 and then Mumble, I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, John, don't inhale too many gas fumes. Okay? AB9NN, W8REJ, I'm clear.
Hey, DMX, mobile. Oh, how you doing up there?
Just driving to Charlevoix.
Oh, sounds wonderful. I'm headed back to the office from a printer quote-unquote fix.
Was it out of Siam?
No, it just decides, I don't really want to print out of tray 2 anymore when there's no paper in tray 1. And then it's like, but I'm also going to start printing double-sided when you didn't ask. And, all of the settings are set the way it should be, and every time we factory reset it, it starts working. And it works for, 4 days, and it just does it again. But I think this printer is just messed up. Because they've got a couple of them like it. They're set up exactly the same way, and this is the only one that does it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I was just like, you need a new printer. This thing sucks.
Hey, that's right to my motto. You can't fix it in 15 minutes, sell them a new one.
Wonderful. Well, oh man, can't get over the fact that it looks like it's going to start pouring rain, but it's not going to start pouring rain at all.
It's been raining up here most of the morning.
Oh yeah, I mean it's starting to sprinkle now, but like, I looked at the radar and there isn't really squat, so it's just a sad, gloomy day.
Can't catch a break. Half a week of smoke and then gloomy.
I'm just glad that those storms we had didn't turn into something crazy.
Me too. They were pretty mild.
Yeah, they weren't anything super special. Like, as soon as they hit landfall, they were like, nope, we're done. Here's some rain.
Fire for the course.
That was interesting. I just heard something that sounded like gunshots downtown.
Well, you are in Traverse City. So you'll have that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not even in the sketchy part, but I guess everywhere's sketchy now.
Well, Traverse City's becoming Little Detroit, so I'm not too shocked.
Yeah, I guess we have had some interesting things happen here lately.
As long as you keep them down there.
I don't make any promises.
I'm sure it'll come up this way soon enough.
Yep. Oh, man. Alright. Well, I'm just about to pull into the office.
I need you, Mike. Can I tell you?
AB9 and then mobile monitoring.
Mobile.
N8MJO mobile.
N8DWM KHALH mobile. KHALH mobile, Mackinac City, looking for a grocery store.
N8MJL, Helston General Store is open.
MJL, well right now we're exiting the icebreaker Mackinac Maritime Museum, heading back out to the main strip here, I guess. Which way shall I turn and where is that located from my current location? The name here is L, Alpha Lima.
Name here is Michael. It's about 12, 13 miles south of Mackinac City on US 31. I'm not sure if there's actually a grocery store in town anymore. It's been a while since I've looked around.
Wow, that's a heck of a haul to go get milk to go camping with. But okay, I guess we'll have to stick with the camp store unless we find something else. 12 or 13 miles south on 131. Well, we'll keep it in mind.
That was US 31. Down southeast of you is Sheboygan. There's a Wally World and some other grocery stores there as well. So they'll have a better supply. They're less than 20 miles away from Mackinac City at that point.
Hey, well, we might run back down to the liquor store where we got cigars at a couple of days ago. Perhaps they'll have some ice and milk there. I thought that almost said Meyer, but it said Merrill. I can't believe the nearest grocery store is 30 miles away. Well, I guess that's what I get for being a tourist and drinking my stock.
You gotta do the PACE program. Pace yourself. Hi. I would, if you got a phone with some internet on it, just see if there's anything else in Mac City. I know there's a couple stores in there, but I don't know. If you're looking for grocery items, not sure which one would have such items.
N8APX.
Hi. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, a couple doubles. Perhaps we have enlightenment. Please go ahead, K8LH.
This is KD8KCV. If you're coming out of the museum, go back to Main Street and travel west. Just before the freeway, there's a traffic light. Turn left. There's a grocery store right on your right.
Oh, I thought that closed up. So, good. I'm glad it's open.
Mackinac Family Market. I'm about 60 miles away from there, but I've shopped there before.
N8APX. Yeah, there's the market right there. It used to be the IGA. They're open.
All right, guys. Well, outstanding. Yep, we're going to do a quick U-turn here and head back out to the main boulevard, the tourist destination. This will be the third time we've been down here. Once unintentionally and now twice intentionally. And I can see we're probably going to be spending more time and money here real soon.
Hey, quick question for everybody. I know north of Palestine, Levering area is without power. Is there any place else without power?
Nothing that I've heard of yet.
Yeah, I'm seeing up to 30-mile-an-hour gusts on the winds. I was kind of surprised we lost power after the ice storm with all the line trimming that they did.
or the tree trimming.
Yeah, it'll probably be more and more as the day goes on. I think it's supposed to keep getting gustier. For the gentleman looking for the market there, if you find a giant hot dog, look right across the street. If you find a giant hot dog, the grocery store is right across the street from it. You can't miss it.
Standing. I remember seeing that big old dog 2 days ago. And it was quite an eye-catching experience. So, yes, we know exactly what we're talking. And thank you all so kindly for giving us the location to a closer party store, or grocery store, rather, for some simple supplies. And we're turning left onto the main drag right now, so we should be by the hot dog momentarily. Thanks again, everybody. We'll work you later from K8ALH Mobile.
Thanks for y'all that's listening. This is 88KCV. And if you like hot dogs, you want to go up to a place in Gay, Michigan. It's up in the Keweenaw. And there's a place there called the Gay Bar. They have 41 different kinds of wieners there. And there's nothing gay about it. But they got some awesome t-shirts. 88KCV.
That's funny. And I'm looking at the big dog right now, and I'm right across the street. Thanks again, gentlemen. K8ALH.
Trip up to Copper Harbor. We went for a ride one day down some of the other roads, and here we come into this town, Gay, Michigan, and there was the gay bar. We decided we wanted to eat, so we went in there. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's the best onion rings I have ever had. But good bar, good food, and we enjoyed it. KCV.
Yep, just something you don't brag to your friends about. K8ALH.
This is W2PUT, listen.
is good to check.